The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is another episode of I Can Help, and I'm your host, Mark the Spark, and I'm here with my co-host, Pamela. Say hello, Pamela.
Aloha, Mark.
Oh, see, Pamela's from Hawaii. She says, how do you say it again?
Aloha.
Wow, I got to work on that. Pam says I have a face for radio. That's so nice of her. I Can Help show is a show about small business, and tells pretty much how people start, troubles they might have had, how they got some financing, and hopefully today they're enjoying some success. And the show is streaming worldwide on all major podcast providers, such as Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and more. And you can always go to KCBQ, The Answer, and search I Can Help. KCBQ, you can find us 1170 AM, reaching down to TJ, and 96.1 FM all the way up to Long Beach. And I give out a shout again to Huntington Beach. I used to work there, have some friends. And I also love San Clemente, cute little town. I wouldn't mind retiring there someday. But it'd be hard to leave La Jolla. Oh, Pam just threw something at me. What, Pam? Oh, it's La Jolla. La Jolla. Okay, great. Thank you, Pam. Yes. And we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle, not to be confused with the Bermuda Triangle. Big difference, big difference. The show is brought to you by Hydrolite to boost the immune system. Comes in a packet, you pour it into water, and just simply drink it. Also, a brand new seasonal sponsor, J-Dog Junk Removal. And I'm very happy to have J-Dog on board. His name is John. And I was just the other day, I was saying to Pamela that my refrigerator was making noise. And I said to myself, how would I ever get this thing out of here? And how would I ever get a new one in? And I'm up on the second floor. So you never realize these things until something goes wrong. So please look for J-Dog Junk Removal. You can find them on my website. Also, I want to say thank you and goodbye for the eight-week sponsorship from Rich Phillips Auto. They're located on 7105 El Cajon Boulevard. Art World, also completing their eight-week sponsorship. They're located at 1266 Broadway. And the third business completing their seasonal sponsorship of 8 weeks is Biz for Christ. And this is an organization of business people. They meet at the Skyline Church every Sunday from 8 to 9, and they discuss business. It's not discussing religion. These are people that are all business-minded. And if you would like to sponsor on the I Can Help show, me and Pamela would love to have you on. There's three packages you can choose from. There's episode, seasonal, and title. And I'll just briefly mention, because it can get boring, and you can go to my website and see all the packages. But episode is basically a one-time gig. You come in the studio, you record, and you can use the recording on your social media platform, website, what have you. The seasonal sponsor runs 8 weeks. It's the same with additional, you get a 30-second commercial for two more episodes, and then some five-second tags, so it's a little more. And then the title sponsor is the bigger one. We're brought to you by, and we say, your business. Now, if you're interested in any of these packages, just go to 3wsanna.markthespark.org. And please, please notice that it is .org. We are an educational platform, and I just talked to our bookkeeper, and we'll be going to a nonprofit. So please remember we're .org. We are not .com. Now, this week we have a sponsor in the studio, and I'm so happy. And the sponsor is Princess Project. Wow. Would you like to say hello, and what is your name?
Hello, good morning, and thank you very much for having me. My name is Karen Martin, and I run Princess Project San Diego.
Well, wonderful. Welcome, 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 as I always say. I know Pamela brought you into the studio, and I want to say thank you so much, Pamela. And we'll have you on in just a minute, and you can tell us all about the Princess Project. I have a few more things I go over, and then we bring on the sponsor. So once again, very happy to have you here. And by the way, if you are tuning in late, you are tuning in now, bad, bad, bad. We want you here at, ready for this, Pamela? 10:30 a.m. We have now been moved from nights to mornings. So we come to you now Saturday morning, 10:30 to 11. It's the I Can Help show. It's a show about small business. You can write to us, and we try to help. We mostly connect you with someone that helps. This show does not teach business. It only tries to help. And let's see. We have some emails. I go through two or three emails on every show, depending on the time. It looks like we're going to have time for three emails. I don't know. If I run long, Pam usually gives me a kick under the table, and I have to wrap things up. So there it goes. Oh, now I'm bleeding. All right, so first email. Here we go. Pam, what's the first email? The Mark the Spark, how can I help email. What's it say? Read it to me, please.
Okay, so the first one here we have, why is it so hard to start a business in California?
Ugh. What a question. Well, first of all, this show does not get into politics. And I have vowed, made a promise that I would not cross that line. So to answer this question without going into politics would be very, very difficult. So what I'll do is I'll just give an example. And I've seen this in my neighborhood. I've seen this personally. That you'll find homeless people will sleep and camp out right in front of a business, and then eventually the business shuts down. And the homeless people, they leave trash, and they go to the bathroom right in public. And it's I've seen several businesses close because of this problem. But California is hard to start a business because of the regulations and a lot of the environmentalists. But again, that question, the answer really goes into politics, and I won't do politics on this show. But just look who the head is, the one that's running the state. Pamela, what's our second I Can Help email?
Okay, second question. I'm starting a business with my family. Is this a good idea?
Wow. Well, that is a double-edged sword. That is a double-edged sword. Family members are hard to fire and hard to get rid of. And then what, you're going to see them at Thanksgiving? Family members usually don't steal. They're usually honest. But then you always get this one that thinks he's family so he can help himself. Starting a business with family members, what a good question. I would have to say yes, go ahead and do it. Just as my buddy Lou Chavez, he was a sponsor. You can go back to one of his shows on my website. He states that you got to have it spelled out what each member does. It's so important. And that if the member doesn't do it, then they are to leave the company. I don't want to get too much into more of that. Family members is a double-edged sword. Pamela, can we do one more? I think we have enough time.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. We do have a third question.
Yeah.
I want to start a business for the first time. I'm nervous about it. What is the first thing I should do?
Well, that's a common question, and everyone's nervous. You don't want to lose money, and you don't want to be embarrassed in front of your friends. The absolute first thing you should do is make a business plan. And I know that might sound complicated, but there's plenty of templates, and you'll be able to also go to my website, and many of the previous sponsors have done business plans. So you need to, even if it's a chicken scratch, a pencil on paper, you need to write down your business plan, and don't forget to include an exit. I'm going to move right along. The time is ticking. Thank you, Pamela. I appreciate that so much. I want to mention, too, that we have an angel investor board that is going to be more like a lender board, and it will include companies like Accessity, Banner Bank, Small Business Finance, and Harvest. These lenders claim that they help small business and lend around $75K and under. I'd also like to mention Bitcoin. It's tanking. It's 16.5K. It hovers right around 16 to 20. So that's all I'm going to say about Bitcoin. We'd like to remind everyone that we give away a radio the first Saturday of the month. And we might be going to an iPad, right, Pamela? We might be switching. We do this the first Saturday of every month. And we draw from our emails. So you can email me at info@markthespark.org, and you can enter the radio or iPad giveaway. We're also going to be doing dinner with Mark the Spark. You can win dinner. I've had three restaurants already sign up. We'll probably have Pamela come along for some good conversation, and we'll see how that goes. Right about this time, I take a little halftime break. Pamela says I take a nap. I get a little drink of water and that. And we'll be right back with our sponsor, Karen, with Princess Project. And again, Karen, so happy you're here in the studio with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll just pause for a quick break, and then we'll be right back, and you can tell us all about Princess Project.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the I Can Help Show, a show about small business entrepreneurs, how they may have got started, troubles they might have had, and how they overcame them. And today in the studio is Princess Project with Karen. Karen, as I said before, I'm so happy you're here. You seem like such a nice person. Tell us a little bit about it. I always ask the guests, the sponsors, the first question, how did you get started?
Oh, certainly. Again, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here this morning. So once again, so the Princess Project is a 501c3 nonprofit. We provide free prom dresses and accessories to high school teens every spring. And I actually got involved coincidentally with Princess Project because I found out about it through LinkedIn. I was working at the time and saw someone who I was connected with on LinkedIn who was at the time running Princess Project San Diego. And I knew her from my kids' school. And basically what happened was I went and volunteered at one of their springtime events. And that was it for me.
How nice.
There was a huge store full of dresses that had to be organized and put together. I met some amazing and incredible people, and I was hooked from there. Mm-hmm. So in 2015, she was ready to hand the reins over, and I took over for our San Diego chapter, and I've been running it ever since.
Wonderful. That is fantastic way to get started, volunteering. I believe you volunteered too, didn't you, Pamela?
I did. Mm-hmm. I volunteered for one of your fundraising events.
Yes.
Which was
yes.
super fun. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me a little bit about the fundraising events. Like, what do you do? How do you raise any funds?
Absolutely. Well, so one of the things we do is I run San Diego year-round, and though we do our free prom dress giveaways in the spring, we host monthly events at our dress store in Mission Valley. And in addition to that, we collect dresses from various drop-off sites in San Diego County. So what happens is we get a lot of non-prom dress donations, and several times a year, we put together a $5 dress fundraising event where it's open to the community and everyone can come and sign up. They register on Eventbrite and they come shop our dress sale event. They can find some amazing dresses and they're all
$5. $5?
Yes. And it's our way to give back to the community, and 100% of the proceeds go towards us funding our free prom dress giveaways. I never have enough dresses in size 00 to 0 and size 14 and above. So we wind up purchasing those dresses because we want all teens coming to see us in the spring to feel beautiful and amazing.
Did you say 00?
00 to 0, yes.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yes, very tiny. And
is the person still alive?
Or? Oh, yeah? Yes, okay. Trim. Trim. And
trim's the word.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we celebrate all shapes and sizes. We want everyone to feel beautiful and amazing.
Wonderful. Now, you said you're in Mission Valley.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm right by Mission Valley. Not that I'm going to come down for a prom dress, Pamela. But where are you?
We're at Westfield Mission Valley
Mall. Oh, in the mall.
Yes.
Yes, I was in the mall Monday. I was there. I had a bite to eat. Next time, I'll have to come check out your store. I know I certainly could send some people your way that I do know. Pamela, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask Karen? I know I have another one ready to go if you don't.
No, sure. And also, Karen, I read your mission statement, which I love. And there was one that I really took note. It says, "The Princess Project promotes self-confidence and individual beauty by providing free prom dresses and accessories to the high school teens." I think that's amazing. And to make them feel confident, I think that's super important. So on that note, to help these high school students, where do you find the girls?
So I actually have a teen outreach team. And again, as we run we run throughout the year. Over the summertime, we're a little quiet, but in the fall, we start ramping up our season. So we actually reach out to every single high school in San Diego County, and we get in touch with ASBs, principals, teachers, and counselors, connections we've had through the past, and we start updating our contact list. And by hosting events, also like our $5 dress fundraisers that are open to the public, as well as volunteer opportunities, it broadens our outreach. So we do several different things throughout the year to stay in contact with our high school teens. So,
and you mentioned you do fundraising events.
Yes.
So where are your events? Or just give me a couple examples.
Sure.
And maybe kind of what you did at the events. But where are they?
So earlier, we do a lot of networking in the community.
Networking.
So,
mm-hmm.
The last one that we had was a Tea for Taffeta event. That was actually hosted at a home of one of our volunteers, and it was just amazing. We work really hard when we're in the dress store, and we've got this tagline, which is "Thank you for your time, talent, and taffeta." And oftentimes, I like to say "Thank you for your blood, sweat, and tears," because we are a group. I mean, we're all volunteering and setting up racks, moving dresses, and it gets crazy. And it's such a nice thing to be able to have a Tea for Taffeta event where everyone gets gussied up. We wear our hats and just have a lovely afternoon. So we just had that a couple of weeks ago. It was very successful. And in addition, we participate in a lot of community fundraisers. The last one was with Uplift San Diego, which was a stair challenge.
Uplift San Diego.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, just fundraising throughout the year, we get donations from the community. which is wonderful, and then apply for grants as well. So
grants are out there, especially if you're a nonprofit. You don't have to be a nonprofit, but it is out there. So what I'd like to ask you, Karen, is if it's okay if I call you Karen.
Absolutely.
Instead of Princess Project. But how can people get involved? I mean, you must always need some help, I would imagine. So just how do people get involved? How do they hear about you?
Oh, absolutely. So volunteers are the heartbeat of our organization. You know, they truly make it happen. And so if you visit our website, we make it really easy for people who are interested in helping. You can host a dress drive or a dress or accessory drive for us. We're starting to ramp up that, and information will be up on our website about that later. In addition, if you want to volunteer, we have a volunteer link on our website as well, and we have monthly dress store organization days where you know, the community can come volunteer to help and get our dress store ready.
Wonderful. Now, if someone was to volunteer, what would they be doing? A couple examples. I mean,
sure.
Everyone might be thinking, well, I might volunteer, but what would they do?
So right now in the fall, it is a little quieter. So you come to our dress store and we have racks. We get dress donations on a monthly basis. You'd be hanging dresses, sorting them, colorizing. And then in addition to that, when we start getting our dress store ready, that'll happen in the late winter, early spring of 2023, where we get all our prom dresses out. Again, we start organizing them. We put our accessories out. So, and it's a whole lot of fun. We're a super fun bunch. We keep it really positive and upbeat.
Well, that always helps when you're working. It sure does. And especially when people volunteer, they're not getting paid. And they're coming in and giving their time and their effort, and it's nice if the work atmosphere is in good spirit and all of that. It helps, I'm sure.
It's 100% important to me that when someone donates their personal time, that when they walk away, they think, I want to come back. That was the most fun experience, and it's very personal to me. I want everyone to feel enriched and also uplifted. It's not only about the teens coming in to get a dress, but it's also about the people who support us and them walking away feeling like they did something so meaningful. It's really important. So.
Well, that is wonderful. And that's very smart of you to have that attitude towards it too also. Karen, we're coming towards the end of my show, and I know I look over at Pamela and we're like, man, we wish we had an hour show, and maybe someday we will. As you know, we got bumped up to mornings, and we're going to be broadcasting every Saturday morning, and we're really happy about that. So in wrapping up, how can we get a hold of you? How can anyone contact you?
Sure. So I would suggest to visit our website, princessprojectsd.org, and we make it really easy if you're interested in donating dresses, volunteering, or in the spring, you know someone, a teen that could benefit from coming to get a free prom dress with us. All our information is on our website. It's really, really easy to find out the information you need. And our next upcoming fundraiser event is going to be December 3rd and 4th at Westfield Mission Valley. That is our next $5 dress fundraiser. So I was just going to say, if anyone is interested, that information is on our website also, and that is open to the public. You just need to sign up online.
I'll have Pamela volunteer.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I absolutely will.
Oh, there we go. I've been trying to roast her, and I can't. Okay, so just one last time. How can we reach you? A website or?
Yes, princessprojectsd.org. Or you can email sandiego@princessproject.org if you have any questions. But all of the information is on our website. And thank you for having me.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And also, your business will be in our drawings. We're going to draw from past sponsor business cards and give a free shout-out. Did I tell you that, Pam? I think I did.
Yes, great idea.
And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to the I Can Help show. We now are Saturday mornings, and we're very happy. It's a show about small business, how they got started, troubles, finance, entrepreneur ideas, patents, business plans, on and on. We're brought to you by Hydrolite, to boost the immune system, and they have many different things. I know I have one in front of me right now that has liver support. So it does more than just boost the immune system. Also, our brand new seasonal sponsor is J-Dog. J-Dog Junk Removal. Remember I told you earlier that refrigerator of mine making noise? Contact J-Dog for all your junk removal, heavy equipment. They're very respectable. They're veteran-owned, and they clean up afterwards. Quick shout-out, Marco Polo, BMW, La Jolla, saying goodbye to Biz for Christ, Rich Phillips, and Art World. Thank you for your 8-week sponsorship. Mark the Spark loves you. And also, as I mentioned, we're going to be drawing from our past sponsors. So listen each week. You might hear your business get a shout-out and say, well, I guess that's it for us. I'm with Pam, my co-host. Want to say goodbye, Pam? Oh, did we lose Pam?
Happy Saturday?
Yes. Happy Saturday. It's Saturday morning, Pam. Someone want to nudge Pam and wake her up over there, okay? We are KCBQ, 1170 AM, reaching down to TJ, 96.1 FM, going all the way to Long Beach. And we come to you every Saturday morning now from 10:30 AM to 11. It's I Can Help. It's a show about small business. I'm Mark the Spark, and I thank you so much for tuning in. It means so much to me. And please remember to tune in every Saturday morning, again, 10:30 to 11, a show about small business. I don't know too many shows out there that discuss small business, so hopefully you'll find this interesting. And if you're wondering how to start, well, I can help. So thank you so much for tuning in. Mark the Spark, saying bye.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.